just thankful for our young people here at the church. Amen. Where our trust lies. Where is your trust at today? An old hymn of yesterday is called Trust and Obey. We've heard it many, many times. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Trust and obey. That's a must. That is a must. But sometimes as we walk down life's way, it seems as though that our trust seems to wane from time to time. Many, many times, dear friends, we put a great emphasis upon self. We all say we trust. We all commit to trust. But how many of us actually implement that trust in our lives on a daily basis? If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, look, if you will, at the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 20. We have one verse of Scripture that we feel led by the Lord to share with you this morning. From the book of Psalms, chapter 20. This, like so many others, is a psalm of David. Look, if you will, at verse number 7 of Psalms, chapter 20. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Let's read this again. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I want us to be able to look here today how that David began to pen this text at a crucial time in his life. Many scholars and theologians believe that this is a time in the life of David before this man would go to war. I thought about that these days of late and how that David, no doubt, like all of us, when facing a great made much in way of preparation. But I thought about this a great deal. David mentioned chariots and horses in the ancient time of David's day. That meant military might. That meant something great of force that was before him. And David here made mention of this, but most importantly, David made mention and the Lord God Almighty. And I believe today that when you read the entire chapter of Psalms 20, you will come away with this fact that David had faith and trust in God. And I say that, dear friends, to say, I don't know what you may be facing today, but sure this, no matter what that it is, you must trust in the Lord. I believe, dear friends, that's where that there's so many that are failing and coming short today. They're slipping by the wayside because their trust is in everything but God. David here was facing an enemy. He was facing a great foe. And David, the king of Israel, had great might and great power and a wonderful and a very strong military. But he knew where his trust had to lie. I tell you today, I don't care how great you may think you are. No matter what the world may say about you, you must trust in God each and every day, each and every moment of your life. Oh, dear friends, we must trust in God. We must have our trust in the Lord God Almighty, because so many in the world is putting their faith and their trust in things they obtain, things that they inquire, things that have brought to them a great way of success. I tell you today, I'm nothing on my own, but praise be to God, through Him, I'm something. You say, Brother Lynn, what are you today? I tell you, dear friends, I'm saved because I trusted in the Lord. Oh, dear friends, you want to have joy. You want to have peace in your heart today. Put your trust in the Lord. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that trust is needed greatly in the world that's around us, because we today have put so much emphasis on our strength, our ability, and our might. And we seem to have eased God out. I tell you today, dear friends, we must have our faith and our trust in God to receive the joy and the blessings that He and He alone can give. God wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants to enable us to rise above all the anguish and pain that life sends our way. You say, Brother Lynn, is that important? Oh, dear friends, it's of the utmost importance. It worked then, and it works today. If you trust and obey, you can know in God's Word that there is no other way. Turn again, if you will, in the Word of God. We want to look at the passage that comes to us out of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 32. In the Word of God, we learn in 2 Chronicles, in chapter 32, we want to look at another verse of Scripture. Here in verse number 8, 3 centuries after David had wrote this wonderful Psalms, a descendant of David would take the throne. His name was Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, like David, had a trust in the Lord, because the obstacles of life had sent it down upon him and his people. And the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles in chapter 32 that the Syrian army had came about and surrounded the fenced cities of Judah. And the Bible tells us in verse number 8 of 2 Chronicles 32, with him in the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Understand something. Hezekiah was facing something 3 centuries later, much in the same way as David did. But what worked for David worked for Hezekiah, and what worked for these will work for us. Because I tell you, no matter what comes your way, whether hell or high water, praise be to God, you'll prevail when you trust in God. You'll prevail. God will raise you up. God will bless you. He will help you. And praise be to God, enable you. You say, Brother Lynn, what am I to do? I tell you what you're to do. You're to do what these men did. They prayed. They prayed. They sought counsel of God. And their trust was not in their military might. Their trust was in the Lord. Both men faced great challenges. You may be here today facing a great challenge. You may be here today facing an obstacle, a trial, a tribulation that is so enormous that you don't know what to do. Oh, you say, Brother Lynn, I'm in a bad way. I'm in a bad sort of way today. What am I to do? Oh, dear friends, the Bible teaches us that we are to prepare. The Bible teaches us that we are to make ready. If you read the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 14, he talks about in verses 28 and verse 29 how important that it is that we prepare, how that we seek God and all that it is that we say and do. And how you prepare makes a difference. Because when you prepare and you trust in God, praise His glorious name, you will be blessed. You serve the Lord. What does that mean in a down home sense that we're in today? I tell you, friends, because people prayed and they prepared and they witnessed to me, praise be to God, I'm born again. I'm thankful for their efforts. I'm thankful that they prayed. I'm thankful that they studied. I'm thankful that they put legs on those prayers. Praise be to God because of what they did and me putting my trust in the Lord. Today, praise God, I have eternal security. Oh, God wants to bless us. He wants to help us. But I tell you, dear friends, the Lord helps those who help themselves. You prepare, you pray, and you trust. God will bless you and praise His name. He'll lift you up. That's for certain. You say, Brother Lynn, did He lift David up? Oh, yes. David prevailed. David prevailed. David triumphed over his enemies. Hezekiah, the one who would come 3 centuries later, that would face Sennacherib, the great king of the Assyrian Empire, he too would prevail. The Bible tells us there that old Hezekiah made mention of the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. I want us to take note of this. The people, they rested on His words. Oh, dear friend, that means something. What that means was that they were strengthened. It meant that the word that was conveyed from the godly king Hezekiah, he strengthened them. I tell you today, friends, we can rest on the word of God because the word of God, praise His name, will strengthen us. We need to be a little strengthened. We need to be a little strong because the weary times of life and the hardships of life's way takes its toll on us. The stresses of life will drag you down. But praise be to God for the Lord in whom we trust. Praise His name. He'll lift us up. God will lift us up. He will bless us. He enabled to triumph over all His enemies. And in a time of desperation, in a time of fear, and in a frightening state, Hezekiah, with his little powerful army of Judah, was in no way comparable to the Assyrian Empire that had besieged him. But what did he do? The Bible tells us that he prayed. The Bible tells us that he trusted in God. You know what the Lord did? You know what Jehovah did? Trusted in Him and put his faith in the Lord. The Bible tells us in 2 Kings in chapter 19, the Bible says that God sent an angel down in the Assyrian camp. And the Bible says that this one angel, he slew 185,000 of the Assyrian army. I tell you today, friends, there is nothing that is too big for God. If you put your faith and your trust in the Lord, you can rest assured that all will be well. Oh, dear friends, so thankful that I have someone that I can trust in, having someone I can put my faith in, knowing someone who will secure me no matter what may come my way. Hezekiah was delivered. David, countless times, was delivered. And I look around here that this large crowd of people in the sanctuaries today, how many of us can say that because of our trust in the Lord, we have been delivered? All of us. All of us. And oh dear friends, we encourage you today, don't put confidence solely in self. Yes, you prepare. Yes, you prepare. Yes, you pray. Yes, you pray. But know that it all comes through God. Hezekiah knowed that if he sent his little ragtag army out against the Assyrian Empire that had already surrounded all the fenced cities of Judah, they would have been annihilated in probably less than an hour. David knew with all the enemies of Israel that if he didn't put his faith and his trust in God, that his army would be decimated. I tell you today, dear friends, so many have fallen spiritually by the wayside because they put a confidence in self instead of a confidence in God. I tell you today, lay it down before the Lord and allow God to bless you. And praise God, help you. Where trust lies makes all the difference in the joy and peace that you have in your life. I trust God. I know that through God, all things are possible. Because you see, dear friends, there are some things that is out of our control. There are some things that's just too big and beyond us. But praise be to God, there is nothing that compares to God. Nothing. Nothing that compares to God. Thought about this text a lot. We've went back and forth between David and Hezekiah. When I thought about David, I thought about how that he was preparing and how that he was praying all the while trusting in God. And the Lord had led him by way of the Spirit to pen that in Psalm chapter 20. And I thought about a time in David's life that no doubt brought him great strength. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit shows you, blesses you, and enables you to find a place in your life that has brought you great strength. I think about this a lot when I think of David and these great kings of Israel. You remember when David was a lad, David would face a giant by the name of Goliath, a 9-foot-9-inch man who was a monster of a warrior. The Bible teaches us that Saul had offered David his armor, but he wouldn't take his armor because it had not been tested by him. He didn't put his trust in that. But I tell you what he did put his trust in. He put his trust in the Lord because he had told Saul that because of his trust in God, he had slain a bear, he had slain a lion that had come upon the sheep of his father Jesse. And he let Saul know that this giant was nothing in the very face of God. You say, Brother Lynn, did David prepare? Yes, he prepared. For the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel in chapter 17 in verse 40, the Bible says, and he took his staff in his hand and clothed him 5 stones. He chose 5 stones from a brook. You see, David picked up 5 little old rocks and put in his shepherd's bag because he knew that was enough preparation. I tell you today, dear friends, David knew what we're to know. The Lord would guide that stone. And I tell you today, no matter how small or minute your preparation may be, if you do it in faith and trust, believing, you can rest assured that God will bless and give you, praise God, victory. You say, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know I'm going to have victory? Listen, I don't know much about this book, but I know enough to know this: we win. I already have victory. I already have victory. When Jesus declared from the cross, and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, when he declared, it is finished, praise God, we have victory. We have victory. You may fight a battle or two. You may get knocked from spiritual pillar to spiritual post. You may get knocked around now and again. But rest assured of this, your trust must lie in the Lord God Almighty. It must. It must. Our challenges are great. The adversary, the devil, is working and working and seeking whom that he may devour. The battle is intensifying in your life and in my life. And we must prepare for battle. We must pray. We must study. We must do all that's needed to combat the wiles of the devil. We must adorn ourselves with the articles of armor that's spoken of in Ephesians chapter 6. We must prepare, but have trust in God. Trust has to be in Him. Listen. I can trust in the Lord, and I could storm the gates of hell with a squirt gun. But if I went out on my own, it'd be terrible. And you see why things is falling apart in so many lives? Because they put so much emphasis on self. People says, oh, I'm young, I'm strong, I can handle anything. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, no matter where you are, no matter what you are, no matter where you're at, you can rest assured that there's something out there greater than you. But there's nothing greater than Him. That's where my trust is. Where does your trust lie today? I feel safe to say that we all declare we trust in Jesus. We all say that. Why? Because it's expected to be said. But let's just get right down to the brass tacks of the situation. Right where the rubber meets the road. Do we put our trust in ourselves and our abilities? Or do we truly trust in Him? You know, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I tell you, dear friends, I know who holds tomorrow. This past week, I was in a situation where there was a blackout. I was in an area where there was a blackout. I was in a strange, unfamiliar place, and there was no electricity. It was just all blacked out. And couldn't find no help. You know what I did? I prayed. I prayed. And I knew right after I prayed, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. It'll be all right if the power don't come back on. It'll be all right if it's in the dark. It'll be all right no matter what. You know why? I knew that because I'm a child of the Most High. Was I disturbed? Yes. Was I troubled? Yes. But I trusted in God. Was David troubled? Yes. Was Hezekiah worried? Yes. God knows who we are. He knows what we're about. He knows us better than we know ourselves. But listen, friends. Listen. We got to truly trust in Him. As the old song says, trust and obey. For there's no other way. Listen. To be happy in Jesus. You got to trust and obey. So let us today implement that trust. Let us today exercise that trust. Let us today know what Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who does what? Strengthens me. Praise God. To receive that trust, to receive that blessing, put it on Him. Put it on Him. Listen, He's got broad shoulders. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. The Lord can when we can't. The Lord blesses when we don't understand. Listen, the Lord is available. Let us just put our trust in Him. And all that we say and do. Let's stand to our feet.